Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's showtime, folks. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, live on this Thursday at Hermitage Golf Course, as it is the third annual 615 Open, benefiting Souls for Souls. Excited about that. It will tee off a little bit later today at 1 o'clock. We'll have some special guests roll through. We'll be broadcasting from here for the remainder of the day, so looking forward to that. What's up, JoJo?
What's happening, man? Who's here at this afternoon?
What do you mean, broadcast?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have, after our show, Willie D and Hal Gill.
Okay.
And then this could be a genius idea or a bad idea. Joe Rexrode and Paul Kaharsky for 2 hours. And then Jake Lyman and Teron Davenport.
Okay, stacked afternoon. Show here today, boss man.
Packed and stacked. Yeah,
like,
you know, people on vacation. So we are on our normal time slot today because of everything that really I have to do. We'll be off at 11, but looking forward to, you know, playing golf for a good cause today.
We are. Well, last year was a great time out here, and so today will be even better for Souls for Souls. And our compadres at Fox 17 will be out here today with us too as well. So,
yes, they will.
We'll have a good time out here.
Yeah, I was watching this morning. And you did live TV for a long time, so you know that anything and everything can happen.
Yeah.
I felt bad for him because Jamie Ellis from Souls for Souls, they were going to interview her.
Right.
And every time they turned to do the interview, the mic cut out.
I watched that, and here's the deal. It didn't work the first time. We do mic checks before
the
show, and they did it again, and it didn't work again. So then they go back a third time. I'm like, just plug the mic in, hardwire, you know, and then finally it worked.
Yeah.
So it drives me crazy. You know what drives me crazy, Chase McCabe?
What's that? Wait. Hang on.
Okay.
I messed up. Dang it. I meant to tell Dr. Crane we need music, like we need, because this is your soapbox that you get on twice a year.
It is.
And it's a very important soapbox. So I don't know if Dr. Crane has any kind of dramatic music, but, you know, that's my bad. I should have said something earlier.
That's
but
okay.
The floor is yours on why
just need a
this
minute.
Drives you crazy.
So today is the summer solstice. And so we know this is the official beginning of summer. And so right now, this is the day with the most daylight. All right? Today has the most daylight. In December, the shortest amount of daylight. Already, thank you.
Very
already,
good.
And Kobe, I see your text. Thank you. That's what I'm getting ready to do. Before 7 o'clock this morning, three news anchors and a weather person had already said locally that today is the longest day of the year. Now, last I checked, my watch and my clock goes 12 to 12 to 12. You know what I'm saying? We had 12 a.m., 12 p.m., 24 hours. There's not 24 hours and 5 seconds. There's not 24 hours and 11. It's 24 hours. To every day is the same length. Please stop saying today's the longest day of the year, because it's not. It's false. And don't, you science nerds, don't tweet us and say, well, there's 0.48 seconds you have to add on. But I don't know. When I'm going somewhere, I'm just like, Chase, meet me at 1:13.07. No, it's not that way. Today is like every other day. It's 24 hours. It's the longest daylight of the year. News anchors and weather people, you're better than this.
All right, so I need you to name names.
Can't. I'm not doing that. I will name a name who got it correct. Our good friend Jennifer
Wattell. Yep, I was about to say, that's why I wanted to name names. Because she did.
17.
She said the longest day of daylight.
That's correct. So Jennifer Wattell of Fox 17, you, my dear friend, are the MVP today. So thank you for doing that.
We love
that.
Jen. We so stands remember, with Jen.
And, yeah, we do stand with Jen. So when people say it's the longest day of the year, no, it's not. And that's all I got to say, and I'll see you in December with this. Thank you, Dr. Crane.
Good
You're
job,
welcome.
Dr. Crane.
Thank
that
you
was
very
good.
Much.
That was dramatic. That's exactly what we were looking for.
I thought Joe played the part with the you know, right way the dramatic scene went.
But you've been on this show for almost a year now. He's not playing a part.
I get irate over this.
You're so right.
This is him.
Drives me crazy. Every day is the same.
Yep.
Thankful that we have every day. Thankful for the daylight the good Lord has given us. But it's still 24 hours. Now, I'll get that one tweet. It'll be like, well, you know, there's a reason for the leap years because we're not behind. It's 24 hours a day. That's all it is. All right. All right, now we'll bounce from this to our question of the day. Chase and Nick have no idea what I'm about to ask. All right, you ready?
You know what I should have done when you went on your rant? I could have, like, turned the echo on.
Echo. Does it work, echo? No.
Did it work, Dr. Crane?
It did.
Okay, good.
All right. All right, here's our question of the day for my friends out there, and Chase does not know this yet. Name an impromptu sports trip that you've gone on at the last second. And I say this because a lot of my friends are now going to go to Omaha this weekend. Have you ever gone on a last second impromptu sports trip or, you know what, to see a concert anywhere at any time? I wanted to hear from you, 615-737-1025, an impromptu sports or concert trip that the last second you said, let's go. You done it?
Yeah, I have.
Where'd you go?
Game 5 of the World Series in 2021.
That's the Braves?
Yep.
So you, that morning or that after or that day before, you're like, I'm going.
It was the night before. So I'd gone to Game 3. My good friend Amber and our buddy Kevin Burkhart from Fox surprised me with tickets to the World Series because, you know, this was a tough time for me. This was about a month after my dad died.
Okay.
My team's in the World Series, and so, like, that gave me – that whole playoff run gave me – didn't fix anything, but it helped.
Sure.
Right? So I was very, very, very invested in the Braves and winning the World Series and all of that. And so I had made a conscious decision that I was going to go to a game no matter what.
Okay.
I didn't care how much it cost, and, like, everybody was on board. Like, my mom was like, I'll help you, like – everybody knew I had to go to at least one game of the World Series. So then I find out Amber says, hey, what are you doing Friday night? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm probably going to watch the game somewhere. And she goes, why don't we watch it together? And I'm like, sure, that'd be great. Where do you want to watch it at? And she goes, Truist Park.
Oh!
And I said, what? And so and that was Kevin from Fox. You know, he was able to help me out and help us out. So we go to the game. So I have to be back Saturday for the Preds game. The Preds had a matinee game at like noon I don't even remember who they were playing. So went to the game, Braves win. It's awesome. And then I get up at the butt crack of dawn in Atlanta and drive back to Nashville for the Preds game. And I'll never forget sitting there and like everybody's like, you look like you slept 2 hours. I go, that's because I slept 1 hour. I mean, that's basically what it was.
Right.
So anyway, go through that. It's Halloween. I go out for a Halloween thing that I had already planned to do. Well, in the midst of all that, it's game four, and the Braves win.
Okay.
So now they're up 3-1 in the series. And I'll never forget Ricky looking at me. We're at a bar downtown. It's like 1 a.m. And he looks, or maybe it's not that late at that point, but he looks at me and he goes, you know you got to go, right? And I'm like, I know. I'm thinking about it. And he goes, no, there is no thinking about it. Like, you, this is your team. You've been through enough. They can clinch. Like, you at the very least need to go down there and be in the battery, you know, if they clinch. So my friend Katie, her and her dad were already going to go to game 5. That's the tickets they had. So I'm like, can I bum a ride? And she's like, of course. And so I end up getting hardly any sleep again, get up the next morning, drive down to Atlanta with them. I didn't have a ticket. I was just at that point going to, you know, go and be in the battery and kind of just watch it that way. And was kind of watching, you know, the secondary market and kind of seeing, you know, what the prices were. And about an hour and a half before first pitch, Jared texts me. He was down there with his dad and says, hey, prices are starting to drop. You might be able to get in. And again, like, remember, I had had, you know, I'd kind of budgeted what I was going to spend and whatnot. And so about 45 minutes before first pitch, I decided to go to the box office just for giggles.
Right.
To see what they had, rather than looking at this, because the secondary market was still like $1,000. And I went to the box office and I was like, you got anything? You got a single? And they go, yep, I can put you on the third baseline for $800. And I said, done. In.
Sit by yourself?
Yep.
Attaboy.
Sat by myself. They ended up losing that game. But I saw a grand slam in the World Series, which was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Is that the game they clinched?
No. They lost the game.
Oh, great job, Chase.
I said they lost the game.
I know, but still.
I know. Sorry. They went up five, but it was a bullpen game. They were playing they didn't have a starter. They were working the bullpen. And,
okay.
But they ended up clenching in game six.
So you made this all decision in less than 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
All right, good.
Like, I had gone from basically I'm going to try and get tickets to a game to going to game three, and then I am going
to
two
you
games.
Pulled the trigger, man. Proud of you for doing that. Yeah, that's it. Impromptu sports trips. Want to hear from you. 615 or concert, 737-1025. A guy I worked with a long time ago, bartender with, like, hey, man, I have a ticket to Garth Brooks at Texas Stadium Thursday night. It was a Wednesday night, and I said, let's go. Left after work, me and him and the coach, and went to Texas Stadium and saw Garth and then drove back. It was like 48 hours that I barely remember anything about the Garth concert in Texas, but it was fantastic. The best part was just the trip. We went down there, had a great time, and rolled back. So, yeah, like your Atlanta Braves trip, other trips, it's the last second. You just go. Just go do it. And so with the Tennessee Vols now making the College World Series, I've heard from friends last night, like, we're heading out Friday morning. We don't have tickets. We don't care. We're going to get it. I was like, good for you guys. So impromptu trips today. Dr. Crane, you ever been on an impromptu trip?
Yes, it's probably my favorite trip and story I've ever been on.
Spill it.
I went to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, my junior or senior year of high school with my buddy Alex. His dad, they're big LSU fans. He has some family in Baton Rouge. He called me up probably Thursday night before our Friday night game and goes, hey, man, how'd you like to go see Mississippi State and LSU down in Death Valley? I was like, yeah, when? He goes, this weekend. I was like, okay, let's do it. So they have a Toyota Sequoia. And put me in the back of that Sequoia. It was him, his sister, his brother. No, I think his brother's already down there. Yeah, it was him, his sister, his mom, and dad. And they had all their luggage in the back, and they had one seat in the very back of the Sequoia. And his dad's Guatemalan. He goes, okay, Nick, you get in there. It was like 4 a.m. I spent the night at his house. And he goes, all right, we're
Say
leaving.
Say that accent again.
Okay, Nick, get up there. Go. I was like, all right. All right, so I went up there. I was like, Alex, your dad think I can actually fit in here? He goes, yeah. Like, I told him he's not going to fit in there. And so sure enough, my feet, probably about 8 hours, a whole 8 hour trip, probably about 4 hours in, I woke up and my feet were like, I don't know how I did this, but my head was like where your feet are supposed to be in the back seat. And my feet were like on top of the roof of the car. Yeah, it was a very tight little spot, but you know, they said, oh, well, you'll fit back there. I was like, I know I'm small, but I'm not that small, Paulino. Come on, man.
How was the return trip?
It was the same. It was the same. I think there were more people in the car that time. I think there was five. So three in the second row and two up front, obviously the driver and passenger. But, yeah, I was the lone wolf in the third row back there with a bunch of luggage. But it was a blast. That was the last time I ever had Burger King.
Yeah, those chasing your story, those are impromptu, last second, let's hit the road and go. Perfect sports trip / concert story.
But I will say, though, about the trip, Paulino is probably one of the nicest people on planet Earth. Big LSU fan, and he kind of takes me in as his own kid sometimes, which is very nice. So, yeah, it's one of my good buddies, Alex, his dad. Paulino's great.
Does he have room for Chase and I to hop on that bandwagon, too?
Sure. Why not?
We'd like to be adopted.
615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. A lot of texts coming in, including one person that doesn't like Joe, but whatever. He can go away. But
please, God, read that when we come back.
Oh, I will. Don't worry. You text in, you get read on the air. That is for sure. We will take more of your answers. Adam, hang on. We'll take your calls. We're live today. Hermitage Golf Course, the 615 Open here on 1025, 106.3 The Game.
Wake up, sunshine.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Live today at Hermitage Golf Course. Dr. Crane, of course, is back at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. The 615 Open today, benefiting Souls for Souls. Excited about that. We'll get to our question of the day in just a second. Piece of news out of the NFL. Adam Schefter reporting Broncos have hired former Stanford head coach David Shaw as a senior personnel executive. When Shaw stepped down from Stanford, he expressed a desire to return to the NFL, where he spent nearly a decade as an assistant. Shaw and Sean Payton worked together as rising offensive assistants with the Eagles in 1997. So David Shaw, a personnel executive.
He's always been on like those draft shows and things that go on. And
look, David Shaw's a good coach.
He's all right.
I think he's a pretty good coach. I think his time at Stanford ran out. I think it was probably it was time for a change.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be shocked if he's a head coach again.
Yeah, so go to the NFL, get paid a little bit, and hang out. Good for him.
By the way, your rant on people calling it the longest day of the year triggers so
I
many
love it.
It's such a trigger point.
But I don't do it because to trigger people.
No, but it does trigger people. So Chris in Nashville says, Joe, love you, but have you ever heard of day and night? I don't really know what he means by that. But
it's the longest day. It's fine. It's the longest daylight of the year. It's not the longest day. Chris, do better.
Ben with the text of the day, I understand what you're trying to say, but I have a two-year-old and an infant. Some days are definitely longer than others. Raymond and Franklin, after that old man ran, it really does feel like the longest day of the year. Jeez.
Raymond, come on, man.
Old man yells at cloud.
That's right.
That's usually from 6 to 9 in the morning. But anyway. all right, our question of the day is?
With the Tennessee Vols making the College World Series, have you ever been on an impromptu sports concert road trip? Because friends are leaving South Friday morning, headed to Omaha. They don't have tickets. They're just going impromptu last second. So we want to hear your last second concert / sports stories of headed someplace to see. Chase went to sell the Braves in the World Series. I went to saw Garth Brooks on the Texas Stadium. We want to hear from you. Where have you been? What have you done last second?
615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Adam will lead us off today. Adam in Portland, what's up?
Hey, Chase, man. Hey, Joe. So my buddy, man, in 2007, I was in college and at Austin Peay, and my buddy's like, hey, dude, do you want to go down? And you guys know how much I love the Titans. I loved them even more back then because I could look at them a little bit more. But they're like, hey, do you want to go to Tampa and watch the Titans this weekend? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, like, how are we going to figure this out? They're like, I don't know. We're just going to go, and we're going to figure it out when we get there. I'm like, yeah, because I'm in college. I'm like, yeah, that's going to work, right? So, number one, we had to rent a car, which in 2007, for college kids with no credit, almost impossible to do, but we figured it out. I ended up busting a tire on the way down there in Atlanta, and we get it patched up. Number one, these idiots I'm with did not know how to change a tire. I had to do it all by myself. And so we finally make it all the way down there, parked illegally at a Dollar General parking lot, had to walk like 6 miles just to get there from where we parked. And then we ended up finding tickets. We scalped tickets, but – like, and this game specifically, man, I was wearing a Kerry Collins jersey because we, like, just now acquired him. And, like, he ended up getting in the game because Vince Young, I know you probably don't remember. Joe remembers every game. But, like, Vince runs to the sideline and, like, just falls down. He ended up being fine, but he was out the whole game because of this. So I got to see Kerry. I'm wearing the jersey. We did really well, but Jeff Garcia ended up having, like, a 90-yard touchdown pass that killed us at the end. So that's how the game ended. I can't believe we got in there and got tickets the way we did, but that was like one of my all-time favorite stories. And so I met my wife, just so you know, and I'll let you go. Met my wife in 2007, married her in 08, first kid in 09. So that 07 was the first trip we got to have together. Like we all our friends got to go. So it's a pretty special one for us.
Who were the Titans playing?
It was the Bucks.
Okay, I remember that.
Good job, Adam.
Hurt and then Kerry went in. Yeah, man.
They lost 13-10, so Jeff Fisher respectfully asked that you never attend another road game after that.
Coach is going to be here later today, so I'll make sure to let him know it was your fault.
Yeah, I was very disappointed. Well, just go look back at that touchdown pass, too. It was like 60-something. But Jeff Garcia, man, it was all air, too, and you could just see it like, oh, my God, dude, what a ball. Yeah, later, guys.
Thanks for the call, Adam.
Thanks, pal.
Jeff Garcia – Like, what? Like, when you hear Jeff Gar- when somebody says Jeff Garcia, like, what do you think?
49ers pass to T.O.
Yeah.
No, like, no, that was no, no, that was Steve Young, but that's Steve Young, yeah. But Garcia was took over for Steve Young when he got done. So I always remember Gar- in a weird way.
But, like, is Garcia better than maybe we thought he was?
Yeah. He bounced around for a long time.
He did, man. But, like, he, I mean, he had some. He had some moments.
Yep.
He definitely had some moments.
Yeah, Garcia drove the Bucs 55 yards, seven plays, and then Matt Bryant kicked the game-winning 43-yard field goal.
615-737-1025. Daryl wants to weigh in. Daryl, what's up?
All right, so me and my wife was talking about going to this concert, and I was up and down about it, so she ended up buying tickets to see Bruno Mars in Vegas. So unbeknownst to me, we got there on the same day as the concert, but check-in for the hotel was at 3 o'clock. So we just walking around in Vegas at 108 degrees. So we ended up walking at MGM. And I seen the poster with Frank and Tank fight this past weekend. So I was like, well, maybe we should go to the weigh-in, look this up. So I was didn't want to go because I was like, it's going to be expensive. So we already going to the concert. So she's like, well, what are you going to do it? Go ahead and do it. It's Father's Day this weekend. Just go. She's not going to go because she don't watch boxing.
Right.
So at the end, I said, well, let's go to the box office and see what it is. And $300. So I'm in there. I never been to a boxing anything before. So I get there 12:30 and watch all the undercard until the main event, and then Tank knocks him out in the 8th round.
Nice. There you go. That's an impromptu. That's very good. So that's a memory you have forever because you impromptu went. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Appreciate the call, Daryl. Thank you.
Thank you, Daryl.
A couple of texts on our text line, if I can find it. Where did it go? Let's see. Robert in Nashville. It wasn't exactly a trip since I was already there, but at a conference in San Diego, I was so bored I pretended to be on my phone, walked out of the event, and went straight over to Petco Park for a game versus the Mets.
There you go.
That's good. 6760 says the Super Bowl in 2000 with the two-tone in Atlanta.
Let's go. Yeah, I can see this. Get up Sunday morning. We're going. Let's go. Yep.
Landon from Clarksville, fall semester at MTSU in 1999. I'm showing my new roommate around Nashville and pointed to the exit for Starwood. I say, looks like someone's playing. I wonder who. 10 minutes later, we bought tickets off a scalper and on our way to the lawn for Motley Crue and Aerosmith.
Yeah.
I bet you were at that show.
I don't remember. There's a lot.
Then you probably were.
That's perfect. That's a perfect concert. Last second, like, let's go.
Josh from White House. Music City Bowl a few years back. Vols and Purdue won a pair of tickets through Stillman & Company. Fun fact. That was the same day he said I was smoking crack for my A.J. Brown hot take. Josh from White House.
You got accused of smoking crack by Jared Stillman. That's a day you'll never forget.
Yep. Marlon from Murfreesboro. Weekend I got demobilized. I took an impromptu trip to Atlanta to see the Racketeers, one of my favorite concerts.
Nice. There we go. We like that.
All right, we'll get to more of these in a little bit. Coming up next, Stanley Cup Final still going. Game number 6 tomorrow. Greg Wyshynski will join us from ESPN. We'll talk to him next. Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063, the game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063, the game, live at Hermitage Golf Course today. Stanley Cup Final continuing tomorrow with Game 6. Back to Edmonton, the series goes. Florida at Edmonton. We say hello now to ESPN's Greg Wyshynski, who joins us. Are you already in Edmonton, Greg?
You're darn right I am. There's no way I'm risking not getting here. It's because I decided to, you know, spend an extra day at the beach. So we went Detroit to Calgary to Edmonton yesterday, a three-plane two-stopper, and ate some terrible airport food in Detroit. And now I am staying in Edmonton at a hotel that is directly next to a train track, which is either extraordinarily soothing for some, me, I don't mind it, or the kind of thing where, say, like, my wife would demand we leave the moment we get here. So it's one of the two.
Well, I have good news. No matter what happens, this is the last. I mean, besides going back to wherever you're going to be going back to, this is the last time you have to worry about going to Edmonton. So at least there's that for this year, because no matter what, it's going back to Florida. This series has turned out to be fun, man. It's Connor McDavid. I don't know what happened. I don't know if he needed to be down 3-0, but he has been unlocked, as they say.
Well, first of all, I find it charming that you don't think that there's a way Connor could create a game 8 this year, like he's done everything else. we could come back to Edmonton for game 8 if Connor deems it so. Dude, I'll pat myself on the back for being way ahead of the curve on the idea that McDavid was going to win the Conn Smythe win or lose. I was saying it before game 5. I think when you sit down and see the sum total of his accomplishments, you know, the all-time record for assists in a postseason, breaking a Gretzky record. He's now, I think, 5th all-time in points in a postseason. He's shattered records in the final with his back-to-back 4-point games. He's accounted for over 50% of his team's goals. He's got a point on over 50% of the Oilers' goals. Only other guy to do that, I think, was Gretzky in 87, I want to say. So, like, what we're seeing is one of the best postseason runs by an individual athlete in sports history. It's not in sports history, that at least in the last 30 years. And so he's going to be the MVP win or lose now, I think. And what we're watching is a guy willing his team to continue a series that by all accounts they should have been done with in 4. I mean, based on the history of this thing, I think it was like 20 out of 28 was a sweep. But Connor said no and dragged him back to Alberta, as he says.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the thing is, obviously – he had 8 points in 2 games. He's the one that's, you know, making a huge impact, but it's making everybody around him better. I mean, he is the true leader, the guy that you want him to be, and he's backing it up with his play too. And so that's what's been fun to watch, is it's not just him. I mean, like, even Skinner in goal, and like, we know that Bob's the better goaltender in this matchup, but you're just seeing this willingness that starts with him, and then it trickles down to the rest of the team.
So I'll put this out here. I think Skinner's the better goaltender from games 4 to 7 in any series. Like, that's the real amazing thing about Skinner, and the most amazing thing about the Oilers is that they've gotten better as series have gone on. I think the win in game 5 here in the final made them, I think it's like 10-1 or 9-1 in the playoffs in games 4 to 7 in a series. And Skinner's undefeated in games that happen after game 3. Like, I don't know what it is about this team where it takes them a little bit to find their footing or to feel their backs against the wall or whatever it is. But you know, if you wanted to say, I kind of knew they'd rally in the series, that's the stat you point to. It's that in every series, once they get past game 3, they just become a juggernaut. And Skinner's a big reason for it.
We're talking to Greg Wyshynski, ESPN NHL senior writer at the Stanley Cup Final.
All right, Greg, I'm big on body language. I've always been big on body language, and so it's a two-part question here. Right now, what's the body language of the Florida Panthers?
Well, you know, they're throwing water bottles in the GM box. They're very upset about having to go all the way back to Edmonton. Here's the thing about the Panthers, and I don't want to, like, jump the queue here and make a prediction, but we might as well. Like, I've covered this team for 2 years, and I've come to understand their psychology a little bit, and they're not good as the favorite. They're just not. Like, they fancy themselves the scrappy underdog that everybody's counting out, and then, you know, once that happens, they start to prove everybody wrong. It's the thing that got them that win over Boston last year. It's the thing that they felt in the Rangers series, where everybody kind of thought the Rangers would play for the Cup this year. And so being up 3-0 in a series is not where they want to be, if I'm being honest. Like, yeah, it's not who they are. Now this is who they are. Like, they're going to game 6 with everybody assuming it's going to be a game 7, with everybody assuming that Connor's going to be unstoppable again, with everybody assuming that there's going to be this giant party in Edmonton, and they're going to get their doors blown off again. And I got to tell you, that's kind of where the Panthers want to be. So if you're looking for a notion or a reason why, despite the momentum being completely on the Edmonton side, that you might be kind of looking at the Panthers to close this thing out, it's that once you count them out, that's when they win. And trust me when I tell you that a lot of people are counting them out right now.
All right, let's flip it over to the Edmonton Oilers. What's their body language as they return home for game 6?
Well, it's supremely confident, and you know, the thing I have to admit is that whether it's their coach Chris Knobloch or Connor or whoever, you know, the notion that they had been outplaying the Panthers in the first three or four games in the series, when they say it out loud, it seems dumb because they're down 3-1, right? But, like, when you look inside the numbers and, you know, look at Bob stealing game one and some of the other stuff, they were kind of right. And they were also right that as series go on, especially in the Western Conference final against Dallas, their power play gets better. So all this panic we had about, my God, what's wrong with this all-world power play that was clicking at 37% before the final, not being able to do anything in the first, like, three games of the series. They were like, you know, patience, young Padawan. Like, we're going to figure this thing out. And then they did. And then the power play was a huge reason they won game five. So maybe I think the body language is confidence, and maybe we should, like, have listened to them a little bit closer because they sort of told us this was all going to happen.
What do you think the atmosphere will be like for this game six in Edmonton?
It's going to be insane. First of all, that arena in games, especially in game four, was one of the loudest places I've ever heard. I mean, it was deafening in there. It was incredible in there. It was, you know, the thing about the Oilers that I've come to really love as far as a fan base goes, and it is one of these, it does feel like an American college sports town where we're nice. Literally the Oilers are the only thing going on. You know what I mean? Like the whole town is watching the Oilers because otherwise you're at the Holiday Inn next to the train tracks. but the other thing I love about it too is, like, I've never seen an NHL city where more people wear a jersey to the game, which I love. And the people that don't wear a jersey, they're coming in costume. Like, there was a stormtrooper. There were people in overalls pretending to be working in an oil field. There were four guys that dressed up like rat exterminators for the Florida Panthers game. Like, it's kind of like a combination of the coolest hockey fan base you could find as far as their enthusiasm, and then also like San Diego Comic-Con. Like, it's just people cosplaying as things. I'm really blown away. I had no idea that this is what the Oilers fan base was, but it is what they are, and they're going to be out of their minds on Friday.
ESPN's Greg Wyshynski is with us. All right, shifting gears from the Cup final for a minute. Trade day was yesterday. I mean, there were a few big trades, including Markstrom going to the Devils. So Tom Fitzgerald has his goaltender now, making a deal with the Flames. What did you make of that move? And also some of the other trades, seeing Dubois go to the Capitals for Darcy Kemper.
Yeah, so I like the cost of acquisition for the Devils in that one. And they might have lucked out because Markstrom had full trade protection. It's possible the Devils were on a very short list of teams to whom he would accept a trade. And so you got to get what you get out of a deal if you're Calgary. And I think they did okay. I think Kevin Ball has some upside if he can ever locate some snarl and some physicality in his game. And then getting a first obviously is great, even though it's lottery protected 2 years from now. Those are two things the Devils will gladly give up. I think they can find a replacement for Ball in free agency with someone like Nikita Zadorov, for example, from the Canucks, if they could swing that. But at the end of the day, like a team that was completely subverted by its goaltending last season, where every time they did something positive, you know, the puck would end up in the back of their net 3 minutes later, now has Jacob Markstrom and Jake Allen. And, you know, the two Jakes are going to be a formidable battery for them and the thing that they're going to build everything on. And oh, by the way, the team in front of them is pretty good. And oh, by the way, their new head coach, Sheldon Keith, has a defensive system acumen that I think is going to benefit these goalies. The Dubois thing is just, God, that trade broke when I was at the airport and I wrote the story. I was drinking a Bell's Oberon and eating a bad pizza, and I couldn't have been happier because I love a trade that's like logical and also illogical. The Capitals acquiring Dubois is illogical. Like, he is a guy that is now on his fourth stop in the NHL. At each place, he's worn out his welcome. He was a bust of the highest degree in Los Angeles, and now they're bringing him on a team that is kind of sort of flirting with rebuilding, you know, as the Ovechkin contract, you know, runs out. And as he gets the Gretzky record, like, it's a weird place to want to have Pierre-Luc Dubois on your roster. And then for the Kings, like, I mean, what percent do we blame Rob Blake now for the Dubois debacle? Because at the end of the day, yeah, he made a horrible trade now, signed him to a horrible contract, but in the end, like, used him to address the most pressing need on the team, which is their goaltending. And Darcy Kemper I think could be fine for them. I think actually better than fine for them with him being reunited with their goalie coach, Bill Ranford. So I give Blake credit for getting out of a pickle, but at the end of the day, like, that contract and that trade are going to be a black mark on that guy's record in perpetuity.
Yeah, for sure. Greg, enjoy lovely Edmonton and the train tracks. You know, maybe you can get lost in your thoughts watching the trains go by. I mean, that happens sometimes, but we'll see if you're going back to Florida for a game seven.
I don't even know which way the trains are going. I don't know if I, like, hop on. It'll take me to Calgary, or if it'll take me to, like, Duluth. I don't know where it's going, but I just know it's here, and it was here last night at 3 a.m. too.
Well, that's a good – you got a country song there, Greg. Put it together for in honor of Gordon Lightfoot.
Hey, Canadians love their country. Okay.
You know, that's a very specific Canadian reference, and I appreciate
right.
it.
You're welcome.
Enjoy it, Greg. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
See ya. Greg Wyshynski joining us here every Thursday at 9:30. I love him.
He's so that's just like Fort Lauderdale or Miami to Minneapolis and Edmonton.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
again.
Like, because the thing is, and I was looking at this for Vancouver, is just there's not a lot of direct flights.
Right.
So it's just you kind of got to go, you know, over here and then over there.
Right.
I always laugh with you know, flights. Like, for instance, where was that going? There, Darren and I were going somewhere.
Rayon City?
Yeah, we're going to Rayon City. We were going somewhere for traveling, and it was like we had to go to we were going over here.
Yeah.
Basically, and we went Dallas to like back up this way, and then, you know, it was just like some of the flights don't make sense sometimes. But Stanley Cup Final game number 6 tomorrow. We'll have coverage for you starting at 6:30 here on 102.5 106.3 The Game. We're at Hermitage Golf Course today. We'll get back to our question of the day, which is impromptu trip to a concert, to a sporting event, just one that comes to mind, 615-737-1025. Tomorrow, 102.5 The Game's Chase McCabe, that's me, and Joe Dubin, that's you, Big Joe Dubin, filling in for Stillman & Company. We'll be broadcasting live from the Grove Golf Course from 3 to 6 with live updates on the LIV Golf Tournament, brought to you by Houston Clinic Orthopedics.
Try her hand, says this might be my last chance, she's gone country.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Here at Hermitage Golf Course today, the third annual 615 Open, benefiting Souls for Souls. Our friends at 102.9 The Buzz are setting up next to us, so getting ready at our whole location. We're at the turn. This is what this is considered in the President's Reserve. The sheep are around. You know, Joe was talking to him earlier because he's the only one that knows how to talk to him. So.
Chase, now stop that. You know it's true.
I know it's true. All right, our question of the day is?
Impromptu sports trips or concerts that you've been on. Again, the Tennessee Vols making the College World Series game one is Saturday night. I have plenty of friends who told me Friday morning and Friday afternoon they're loading up and headed to Omaha.
Omaha?
And I'm like, you got tickets? Like, nope, don't have tickets, don't have hotel room. Now that's an impromptu road trip at the last second. You're going on faith to get things accomplished. So good for you guys. So that's what we want to hear from you. 615-737-1025. Chase's was, he went to game 5 of the World Series when the Braves were in. I went to the Garth concert in Texas back in 93 at the very last second. But we want to hear from you guys.
Game 3 and 5.
Oh, game 3 and 5.
Tim in Spring Hill says, left San Francisco at midnight the night before Super Bowl 16. Landed in Detroit at 7 a.m., went to brunch, traveled to the stadium, watched game versus the Bengals, which, of course, San Francisco won, and immediately flew home right after the game. San Francisco to Detroit to San Francisco in less than 24 hours.
Holy cow.
That's a lot.
Wish I was rich.
All right, Tim, if you're still listening, I want to know how much that ticket costs.
Right.
Super Bowl 16, so that's what, 80?
82.
That was the first time that it was.
Yes. Also, Tim, yeah, that plus the
game. I guess like 200.
The game was held up because George Bush's motorcade caused a huge, huge backlog of traffic going to the game that day. He was vice president, so that would have been January of 82. Yeah, Tim, let us know, buddy.
All right, this is David in Arkansas. My impromptu game I attended was the craziest thing I've done. I think these are out of order. My time we
Just make something up.
I don't know. He basically was going to Titans in Kansas City in November of 19. The game at kickoff was 1 degrees. And the reason I wanted to go was to experience Arrowhead. Just glad Suckup was able to hit that frozen ball through the uprights. That was 2019?
2016, yeah.
Okay. I was like, yeah, I thought that was.
19 is when we froze our butt off in the AFC Championship game.
West in Clarksville. My impromptu trip was the Titans, when the Titans went to the Super Bowl. Titans had a homecoming party at Titans Stadium after we beat the Jags. Everyone had foam balls with Super Bowl written on them. I'll never forget that. I was at that. Yeah, I remember that too.
Didn't they go straight? What's the Floyd thing? They went
so
straight?
So Floyd told the story that basically he got a call on the plane. They were flying back from Jacksonville, and he got a call on the plane that said, the stadium's packed. Go to the stadium. And so he, like, literally, he got up and said, hey, guys, we're going to the stadium. It's packed. They're waiting on us. And everybody was like, let's go.
That's it. What a fantastic week.
He said he basically he said all he had to do was look at Bruce, and Bruce looked at the rest of the team and said, we're going to the stadium.
Yep.
Because what Bruce said went.
Yeah, it's never happened since then either.
You know, he told one time, and I thought this was so interesting, a little sidebar, but he and Jared were talking about contracts and, you know, guys like paying certain guys a certain thing. And he said, you know, I kind of had a rule that if you were an offensive lineman, you weren't going to make more than Bruce Matthews.
Whoa.
Like if, you know, when Bruce was on the team, like Bruce had kind of earned that right that, you know, Bruce was going to be the highest paid offensive lineman.
See ya. But, I mean, if I'm a lineman coming up and I think
sure, yeah. I mean, but, you know, that's sure. The respect.
Right.
Let's see. 6410 is saying for you to text me, big boy. He's the one that said, Joe, shut up. Quit crying every day, you dweeb. Whine and complain every day, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, Joe, why you bring up the same dumb questions? I'm glad you have a troll
it.
Now.
I love it. Whoever this guy is, I live rent-free in your head, which is fantastic.
That's true. You do.
With a lava lamp.
Yeah. Cosmo says, dude, daytime does not include night. So by definition, it's the longest day.
No, it's not.
No. Open your ears, Cosmo.
God.
Like, he is saying the longest day, the longest daylight, period.
That's it.
Period of daylight.
Correct. Why is it so hard to comprehend, people? Why is it so hard?
The day is not longer than 24 hours.
No.
A day is 24 hours. It is never longer than 24. Well, I guess.
No, don't start.
Whatever.
No. What, huh? It's 24 hours, even daylight savings time. And, again, science nerds, don't text us and say, 0.4 seconds, blah, blah. We don't care.
Ben says, don't get mad at me, Joe, but my dad says that technically since all days are the same length, they are all the longest day, so it's not wrong to say. They are also technically the shortest day.
Nobody says that, though. Nobody says that. I love you, Ben, but nobody says that. I love your dad, too, man. No, it's the longest day we have of daylight. Bottom line, why is this so hard? And that's what she said.
I laugh at these texts, too, that, like, I just see Caleb and Mount Juliet said, dude, spit it out. I don't know if he was talking about us or a caller or what. It's just like, okay,
right.
Whatever. 0388, it's not flashy, but living nearly 2 hours away, we used to load up to go watch the Nashville Knights at Municipal.
Yeah.
We'd get off work, meet up, and check out minor league hockey. That's cool.
Late 80s, early 90s. Good for you guys. That was a lot of fun back then.
Dave said, last year when the Panthers eliminated the Bruins, walked out of the bar and got some tickets to see the Maple Leafs in round two in Florida, game three. However, Toronto lost, and as an aside, Paul Maurice had Barkov out versus O'Reilly all night, which tells a lot about what Paul Maurice thinks of Marner in the playoffs. Hashtag no factor.
That's a lot to kind of put together right there.
All right, let's get Jeremy's call real quick. Jeremy. Your longest sports trip, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
So many moons ago, my buddy called me on a Saturday night and said that NASCAR was racing at Indianapolis and we got to go. So, of course, I said, yeah, because I was young and dumb. So we jumped in the car, slept at a rest stop, and then the next morning bought some tickets off a guy he was on the interstate there in traffic. And we thought we got a great deal because they were front row seats. And quickly realized that front row seats at a NASCAR event are not the best tickets. So after about 10 laps, couldn't see anything and had all that grit and rubber, you know, chomping in our jaws there. But still a good trip and something to remember. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, that's appreciate cool. it. That's good. Steven from Hendersonville says, I will not tolerate Big Joe hate. To any listener who doesn't like Joe or his messaging, shh, keep Big Joe's name out your mouth.
Rent free, baby. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that's
back
good, Steven.
Up. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Matthew in Nashville, Joe is right here. The Longest Day is a great World War II movie from 1962 starring John Wayne, Henry Fonda, and a whole bunch of other famous actors.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
There you go. All right, we'll come back with more in hour number two here at the Hermitage Golf Course for the 615 Open, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.